Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler with Ghost Stories, the podcast. I hope you are all doing very well. I'm doing pretty good myself, and we have a really good story sent in by a listener of ours today. But before we get to that, I just need you all to do something for me. Just stop whatever you're doing. If you're washing the dishes or walking to work, just pick up your listening device and click that subscribe button if you've not done already. We have a lot of people who listen but aren't subscribed. If you subscribe, you'll be notified when new episodes come out, and you'll make sure never to miss a story coming through. If you have subscribed already, leave us a review, especially if you're on iTunes. I love reading all the encouraging five-star reviews that come in, and they really help solidify our position in the iTunes rankings, especially when searching for ghost stories, because we're always shifting around. The landscape keeps changing there, so I'd love to firm up those positions to keep those new listeners coming in. But I do appreciate it. If you've done both of those, golden star, and if you go do those now, I guess another golden star, an imaginary one anyways. I won't be sending out golden stars as much as I'd like to. Anywho, enough of that. Let's move on to this week's episode, because I know that's why you're all really here. So it's been sent in by a listener of ours that wishes to go by CF, and it's a pretty good story. It's one that's not too over the top, not too extreme, but enjoyable nonetheless. And I really like these types of stories. You know, I think a lot of people worry when they send something in, it has to have a very spooky hook, and something doesn't always have to be overtly terrifying for it to make the cut or to be used as an interesting story. So it's great to have this sent in. So I'm going to let you listen, and you could judge for yourself. This week's story is called The Figure. I promise this story is based on a true event. In fact, if the account of what is written here doesn't seem very dramatic or a bit too matter-of-fact, let it serve as proof of its authenticity. Whether it's believed or not was always out of my control, so make of it as you will. Some years ago, straight-line winds put our backyard fence into our upstairs home office. Luckily, it missed the window and only went through the siding and drywall. No one was hurt, but it was a very close call. The next few weeks, we cleaned up the mess and repaired the wall, but we had to go a month or so without a fence to keep in our dog, so we walked her outside at all times of day. About 3 or so weeks after the storm, I came home mid-evening. It was late August, so twilight was in its fleeting moments. It was my turn to walk the dog. In the air, as the cliche goes, there was an odd sound of a car idling and a chain rattling on the ground. I brushed it off as my neighbor's truck, but I wasn't really paying attention to it as my dog was trotting along her favorite spot to do her business. This spot was next to the cypress fence of an abandoned house. Our neighborhood is a relatively new one, only about a decade and a half or so old. The street next to this house ended in a thicket of trees and a small pond. Another house flanked on the other side of a dead end, and it wasn't empty. This other non-empty house had a motion-detecting spotlight by the garage side, which faced the cut-off street. Our entire neighborhood has no streetlights at all, and most people leave on their porch lights all night to give the area some illumination. As the dog and I approached her favorite spot about 50 yards off, I noticed what I thought was someone leaning against the fence of an empty house, smoking a cigarette. The reason I thought this is I could make out a burning red glow. I wasn't in the mood to talk to anyone that night, but I resolved myself to make small chat, as you do with your neighbors. But as I got closer, I could see the figure didn't move in a human-like fashion. It seemed to shift across the street to the house with the spotlight, but it didn't turn on. I froze in place, but my dog, who was on a leash, didn't want to stop. Oddly, she acted as if nothing was there. In my own ability to disassociate myself, I knew somehow what I was looking at wasn't quite human at all, but some black mass that took some quasi-humanoid form. The whole episode took no longer than 10 or 15 seconds before I could react, as I did not look away or run away as my instincts dictated. The shadowy thing slipped into the trees at the end of the street. Needless to say, I went to a different place with the dog that night, but I returned to the area of the sighting the next chance I had, during daylight, of course. But I found nothing, no indication of anything unusual there either. A few weeks passed, and I looked in the area every time I got out of the house, but I never saw it again. However, maybe 2 or so months later, I saw something move oddly down the street at night, so my gut told me this could be happening again. As it approached, I could make out a man in his early 60s with a short beard and receding hairline. He was just jogging. But I'd never seen this man before, and nor have I ever seen him again since. So what was it? My logical brain dismissed it as shadows playing a trick on my eyes, that I really didn't see anything. But my dog, she should have noticed it too. She acted like there was nothing amiss, although I have seen her barking at the corner of a room on occasion when I saw nothing there. For the thing's part, it seemed to be completely disinterested in me. Now, I don't believe I'm someone who's ever had delusion of seeing things that aren't there, and I think this sort of thing would be more of a one-time occurrence if my mental health was somehow in question. So the next thing I did, assuming I really saw something, was to research what it could be. I've not found an exact match, but I immediately thought of the shadow people, who apparently also have glowing red eyes, possibly the cigarette I thought I saw. But these things are associated with sleep paralysis, and as far as I'm aware, I was fully awake. The Mothman could be a candidate, but the tragedy of the storm had already happened, and there was no loss of life. It didn't fly or have wings, well, from what I could tell. It could have also been a time slip, and that it was really a person smoking a cigarette at some other time appearing to me in that moment. But then a few days ago, I came across, in this video about cryptids in Britain, a black dog myth. It does have an association with chains rattling when its presence is near. The sound of chains happened the entire time of the incident. The black dog can have a human face, but it still doesn't describe what I saw exactly, because I don't live in the UK. It happened about 6 years ago, and since that time, I've never seen anything again at that spot, and the area behind it is now under construction and no longer wooded. However, quite unusually, in the time after, as the fence aged and began to have algae and moss grow on it, the plank where I saw the thing didn't seem to have as much green as the rest. Guess we'll never know. Thank you so much to CF for sending that in. What a fantastic story. And I do wonder what they saw. The shadowy figure looked like they're smoking a cigarette. Very unusual, especially the bit at the end with the moss and stuff not growing on the fence panel. Honestly, I have no explanation. I'm not even sure which of those that they looked into it could have been. But what I would love from you all to do is tell us what you think. So you can vote. Either go to our Facebook page, just search for Ghost Stories, the podcast. You can let us know there. You can find us on Twitter. I don't man it too often, but it's something like Ghostly Radio. If you search for Ghost Stories, the podcast will pop up. I need to get better at posting to it. I'm getting there, though. I will get to it eventually. Or finally, the best place to vote where our polls are hosted is on Patreon. Now, you don't need to be a Patreon subscriber to vote for if you think the figure is based in fact or a pure work of fiction, but you do need to sign up for an account. However, when you are there, if you want to consider supporting us a bit more, you can, for as little as $1 or $5, subscribe to the podcast to get content early and ad-free, of course, which is always a pretty good deal in my books. But, you know, simply tuning in is all the support we really need, so I appreciate it. Now, this week, unfortunately, we don't have an FAQ question for you, as much as I was enjoying that. I will keep answering them, though, if you keep sending them in. So make sure to jump to our Facebook page or shoot me an email. You can find that on our website, ghost-stories.co.uk. And let us know if you want to ask a question in next week's episode, because I do enjoy answering them. They're pretty fun. One last thing, though. I want to do a big call for more stories coming in. I think I'm sitting on between 8, 9, possibly 10. So I've got a good run there, but I like to kind of think a few weeks ahead. So if you have something you want to submit to the podcast, get it in. And sometimes if something's particularly seasonal, I might do it a bit earlier. You never know. That's all from me this week. Make sure to all keep taking care of yourselves. Be safe. And most of all, don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?